Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Kol HaKelim HaNitalin B'Shabbos, Shivrehen Nitalin Imahen. What that means is that if you have a utensil that has a permitted function on Shabbos, you could use it, you could take it on Shabbos, it's not mukta. So then Shivrehen, its shards, if it happened to break and there are shards that fall off of it, they could also be moved along with the mukta on Shabbos, along with the item on Shabbos, and it's not mukta. The Kahati explains the Makalim Nishbro, if the utensils broke, whether they broke on Shabbos, whether they broke before Shabbos, so its own shards, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. So for example, you have a cup, you fill it up with water, and the cup, you know, a shard of it breaks either before Shabbos or on Shabbos. So that shard is Nitalni Mehen, can be used together with the cup, and it's not Mukta. Ubilvad, and that's only Shiyu Osad Mein Malacha. So what that means is that there's got to be some kind of usage that this shard has that it, you know, makes it not mukta. It doesn't have to be the same function that it had till now, but it's got to have some kind of purpose that it could still have in order that it shouldn't be mukta. So let's look at an example. For example, shivrei areva. Areva was this, you know, utensil they used to knead in it dough. Shaloshim bo, it's a betzek, they would need in it dough. And now this, you know, this giant bowl, it broke, and there's a shard. So one would think that the shard's mukta, you know, it's a broken piece. However, if you could use it, the chasus behenes piachavis, if you could take this shard now and cover up, you know, a barrel, use it as like a little lid or a cork to cover up a barrel of wine or oil. So granted, you're not, this doesn't have the same usage that it had until now. Until now, it was used as a kneading bowl. And now you have this, you know, little piece of shard. It doesn't have the same usage, but it has a usage. So that's not mukta, because it has a use on it. And whether this shard broke off on Shabbos or before Shabbos, because you could use it to cover up this barrel, it has a usage, and it's not mukta. Again, another example. Shivri zechuches, I have some kind of glass dish, and then it shatters. So I have these shards on the side. So I could use them, the chasus behenes pia pach, I could use them to cover up the mouth of a pach, the mouth of a jug. So again, since the shards are befitting for permitted usage, granted it's not, you know, giving usage to what it had until now it was a vase, and now it's serving as a lid for a jug, but since it has a permitted function, then it's not mukta, it's permitted on Shabbos. That will be the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Om, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ubelvad shiyu osin me'in malachtan. He says that ein hashivarim nitalim b'shabbos elam can efshir lasus behem me'in malachah rishona. He says no. Granted, if something breaks on Shabbos, I won't deem that shard mukta. That's only if it could still have the same purpose, have the same function that it had until now. If you're giving it a new function, a new purpose, then no. If you have shards of a kneading bowl, and you want to use those shards to cover up a barrel, very nice, you found the permitted function, but that's not what it was beforehand. Until now, it was for a kneading bowl. So he would say you have to be able to knead it again, otherwise it's mukta. He brings an example, shivrei areva, like the shards of this areva box. Latzuk letochan, to pour in it, mikbah. Mikbah is like a thick soup. So let's just say this kneading bowl broke, and the shard is big enough to, you know, hold a thick soup. So then it's compared to, like, you know, kneading dough in it. You know, dough, it's a thick soup, and therefore it's permitted. But if it was used for some random function, he says that it's mukta. Another example, v'shel zechuchas, you have this glass, you know, vase or jar that broke. So you can't just use the shards to cover up, you know, some kind of jug or whatever. You got to use it for its same purpose. So till now it was holding, you know, I don't know, water. So l'tochan shemen, you have to be able to pour into this glass shard oil. It's got to have the same function that it had till now. Otherwise, if you use this, it's actually mukta. Yeah, even though you could find some other usages for it, he's machmer, he's stringent, and says that it's mukta. Now the Gemara does explain, excuse me, that Rabbi Yehuda, she'en Rabbi Yehuda, cholek al Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing on the Tanakama with Kalim that broke on Shabbos. That if the shards cannot be used for the same uses it had until now, and it broke on Shabbos, then it's mukta, because he says that, granted, you found a new function that it could serve as, but because it's serving a new function, he deems that nolad. He deems that the category of nolad, where something is like born on Shabbos, something that's born on Shabbos is mukta. For example, an egg lays a chicken lays an egg on Shabbos, that egg is nola, it was born on Shabbos, wasn't here until now, and it's mukta. So he views these new functions, these new permitted usages, as nola, as like totally brand new born functions, and therefore he prohibits it. But he'll admit that if the utensil broke before Shabbos, now there's no nolad. Right? He says that if it broke before Shabbos, there's no problem with nolad anymore. Even if you're using the item for a totally different function, not the function it had until now, then he would agree to the Tanna Kamma and say that it's actually going to be permitted. So that's an important chiluk to see in Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Moving right along, Mishnah Vav. Ha'evin, a stone, sheba keruya. That's in a keruya. What is a keruya? So they used to have this like type of pumpkin that they would dry it out and they would make it all hollow, and they would use it actually as like a bucket to draw water from the well. But the whole problem was that these dried pumpkins, they would float. They were very, very light. They wouldn't go down to the well. So they put a stone inside this dried pumpkin, and therefore, bada bing, bada boom, they turned this dried pumpkin with a stone into a bucket for the well. So the rule is like this. If you fill up this pumpkin with water, and while you do it, the stone doesn't fall out of the pumpkin, it's stuck in the pumpkin really well, then you could use this pumpkin as a bucket on Shabbos and fill up water from the well. There's a stone inside. No, the stone is bottled, it's null to the rest of the bucket. It's like the rest of the pumpkin. It's like deemed one utensil. However, vimlav, if the stone can fall out and it's not attached well, so we look at it as a separate entity. Stones are mukta, and therefore you can't use this pumpkin as a bucket anymore. Ein malanba. It would be also on Shabbos to fill it up with water, because the stone's like all other stones, because it's not attached to it, and it could fall out. And they bring down over here, even if the stone fell out. So maybe I'll say, hey, the stone fell out, now let me use the pumpkin. No, you can't, because the pumpkin was holding the stone before Shabbos, and it became a busis. It became a primary source to the stone, because it was holding it. And therefore, even if the stone fell out, you still can't move the pumpkin, because since it was designated for the stone, now you can't move it. So the idea is that if you're making this, using this makeshift bucket, got to make sure the stone is a part of the pumpkin and it's staying there, not that it's loose or it could fall out. Because if it's loose or it could fall out, we look at it as a separate entity and you can't move the pumpkin. And even if the stone did fall out, the pumpkin was a busis, it became a primary source for this stone right by Shabbos, and therefore even when there's no stone in it, you can't move this pumpkin anymore. Another case is a mora, a branch. You have a long grapevine branch. Shikshur batafiach, you tie at the end of it a real bucket, a bucket made out of earthenware. Here the idea is that you're using the branch as the rope. So before we were using the pumpkin as the bucket, and then you had your own rope. Now you're using a real, bucket made out of earthenware, dili katan shalcharis, an earthenware bucket, but you make your own rope out of a makeshift, vine. So the malamba of Shabbos, you can fill it up on Shabbos, and here there's no problem at all. You can fill up this bucket through this branch, just like a rope, because it's considered a chelik of the bucket, and there's no Torah muktzah on it. And as long as it's, tied well to it, so then you can lower it up and down, and therefore there's not a problem muktzah at all. And that will conclude Mishnah Vav.